This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday morning, it's the Chuck Stephan Good Day program. Was the weekend kind to you? Did it offer you all sorts of healing? You feel much better starting the week because you had a good weekend? Or are you just Monday? Well, let's see if we can fix that. The Boys Club is here without the benefit of Jennifer, Doug Stephan, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. The issue of the Supreme Court. One of the things that people tend to forget about the Supreme Court is what a great life, talk about the law, a life sentence being assigned to the Supreme Court. They work about 6.5, maybe 7 months a year, and the rest of the time they do what politicians do, take it off. They haven't been in session. They announce, remember the flurry, and it happens every June, the flurry of announcements about this decision, that decision, they've decided to do this or that. And there was some pretty interesting decisions the last session. They start again today. They have what observers say are several chances in the next few weeks to accept appeals from officials in five states trying to preserve their same-sex marriage bans. This is something that they've ruled on already, but is this that important? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Is the issue of same-sex marriage that important to you? And if so, why? Whatever the issue, I'm not giving you it's good, it's bad. That's not the scenario I'm presenting. I'm just wondering how it is that so many people get so worked up about this. This is an issue in five states that have ruled and then been challenged by people who didn't like the ruling, or there have often been on ballot questions about it. And for whatever the reason, some people feel so strongly about this that it's sort of like the abortion clinic thing. Their whole lives are wrapped up around that issue. And I always think to myself, when somebody is that hopped up about an issue like this that doesn't really affect you personally, that there's something amazingly missing in a person's life. That's just me and my rendering of it, because I can't possibly imagine that somebody who was of the same sex getting married is going to affect your life, you and your person. Don't understand it at all. Help me understand that. I'm a little closer to the abortion thing because I think there's a horror in that, but that's only because of my own feelings about it. But they don't, I mean, I have no sway or business getting involved in somebody else's decisions. And so I don't get what it is that when people get themselves so wrapped up in this and forget about what's going on in their lives, invariably, there's something missing in one's life. And I'm not saying that critically. I'm just making an observation.
So here are the other things that could explode on the Supreme Court's docket this
yes.
session. Ready?
Yes. Yep. Let's go.
Obamacare.
Uh-huh.
Contraception, the Hobby Lobby thing.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion, several states trying to impose new restrictions because of the doctor's licenses, whether they're in a hospital like that down in Texas.
Yeah.
Affirmative action
mm-hmm.
and voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's on their docket this semester.
Right. This is the longest summer recess they've ever taken. And whoever sets the calendar.
Congress, probably.
Yeah, my God, isn't it amazing?
The whole photo ID for voting rights thing, going to the Supreme Court, that amazes me.
How do you get the... I think about this. Meredith and I, this is one of her big bugaboos, too. I think about this every time I went in to vote at the primary. I just walk up to the desk and say, here's my name. I don't have to show any ID.
Yeah.
But if I go to buy liquor, even at my age, I got to show an ID because that's the law. Everybody shows ID.
No matter what.
So you go buy a bottle of liquor, you have
have to show ID, but you can't, you aren't required to show ID if you're going to take advantage of the most important, the most important thing you can do as a free person, voting. Anybody could take your name and go vote.
Well, think about it. I mean, when we first started voting in this country, you didn't have any ID. It was just your name.
Yeah.
So what is the constitutionality of voting with regard to proving who you are and whether you have the ability or the right to vote?
You know, one of the other things, the traffic stop thing, and whether you're an officer has reasonable suspicion, that's going to be something the Supreme Court takes up. Mistakes in law and whether or not the police can hide behind certain things like, well, it's the old just cause thing. How many times do you know as well as I do that people get stopped all the time because they're black and they're driving a red fast car? So why would somebody, well, we saw a light out on your license plate. Really? That's it. And that's what goes on. Welcome to Ferguson, Missouri.
The affirmative action thing is interesting, too,
mm-hmm.
where race being considered in university admissions.
Mm.
The fact that we're still dealing with that.
Well, what you were talking about, the abortion law in Missouri, there's a new abortion law set to take effect that requires a 72-hour abortion waiting period. The state's only licensed abortion clinic is not planning to try to stop it. 72-hour. I think that's reasonable. But again, that's a very personal thing. Why are you wanting to have something to say about whatever your neighbor or somebody in another town or another city wants to do with his or her body? Hmm. Just, again, these are matters of public discussion. Sometimes they're more interesting, although other times these things get themselves so, the stuff, the answers are so pat. There's not much inspiration, so that's why I stay away from most of these conversations, because they're not very interesting. All right, so having said that, let's see. Are we finding anything new when it comes to Ebola? Not really. Are we finding anything new when it comes to the protesters in Hong Kong? Nah. But why are we interested in that? Why are we... There are so many people, college students, who have taken to the umbrella route. You know what I'm talking about? The umbrellas, why they're marching with umbrellas. The marchers in Hong Kong have been using these umbrellas because they've been sprayed, pepper spray, mace, that kind of stuff. So they now carry umbrellas, and that's become the symbol of the protests. They saw a lot of those going on. I'm refreshed to see people protesting, frankly, in this country. I think we need more people protesting. We've become very complacent, extraordinarily complacent, I think. So it's time for us to sort of wake up, rise, and shine. I wanted to pay tribute to one of our affiliates, Richie, KTFL.
Okay.
KTFL in Gilbert, Arizona. Thought it would be kind of nice to say hello to all the folks who are there.
Hello, Arizona.
Hello, Arizona. Good morning.
I want to come
good
back.
Good morning.
I love your state.
Arizona is a pretty interesting state. This email was generated by a fellow who works at the radio station. He was interested in my discussion about farming and raw milk. And it's interesting what it is that piques people's interest. You know, you go through all these things every day, and the interest is, yeah, okay, I want to know what's going on. But there's always, somebody's got something that really tweaks them. What do you find today, Richie, that tweaks you? What is there that really...
Today?
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
No, don't lie to us.
I spent several hours with my son Saturday night at the Nationals game, where they went into the longest game in Major League, playoff game in Major League history.
Really?
And we stayed for 13 of the 18 innings. I got home and watched the rest on the thing because it was freezing. Mm-hmm. So Sean was cold, so we left and got home and watched the rest of the game on the TV.
Yeah.
And the Nationals are in an 0-2 hole against San Francisco. And if they lose tonight, it's over. So what was the best team in baseball? My Nats could be going out 0-3.
Well, but that doesn't mean they're bad. Look at how far they got in comparison to where they've been before.
You know what?
What?
It's a young team. We'll have more chances. But just going out 0-3 in the first round.
Very disappoint you.
It's very disappointing.
And how is Sean with all that? Is he paying attention? Is he eating popcorn?
Well, no. I mean, you know,
He loved the experience. It was cool. It was fun. And to be able to say that you were at a game that was an historic game is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, disappointed by the loss for sure.
Yeah. So what I want to know, if we can have some food for thought for a moment. This is what this has bugged me a little bit. The fact that ISIS is continuing to gain ground, and we're not really doing anything. We're dropping a few bombs here and there, but we're really not doing anything.
But Turkey's getting into it. They're putting troops on the ground now.
Yeah, okay. So,
which is a great thing.
Why is it that ISIS is still expanding, though? This has been months since they get started. Why weren't they stopped? The same as we should be stopping in Africa any movement out of any of the countries that have Ebola. Why don't they just nail these guys down?
Because nobody wants to put boots on the ground.
Okay. So these guys keep growing, keep getting.
So everybody wants to come in and you know, and hey, listen, this is going to be a slow process to be able to knock these guys back, because you have to train the people who are there on the borders, Turkey, Iraq, to be able to fight them. And that doesn't happen in 3 weeks.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. What are your thoughts on the issues of the day? Share them with us, either on the phone, with the email. Most people, the technology today, most people are very interested in communicating using facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. So help yourself. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Not sure how much time this is going to take. Yeah. Our one-hit wonder contest on the air on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The song is called Pop Music, and music was spelled M-U-Z-I-K on the label. That's the song by another group that had only one hit. If you can tell us the name of this group, dial 888-302-3684. We'll send you a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it, produced by Charlotte's Recording Company. It's a five-man British group. Topped the charts during this week in 1979 with this song.
So who's doing this?
You know who it is? 888-302-3684. Talk about pop music. Tell us the name of the group. This group was a project of lead vocalist Robin Scott. The original was a 12-inch single, I remember this, as opposed to the average 7-inch single. I've seen a few of those in my day. The single released by Tavares, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, Richie, another song that I love, was one of those 12-inch singles. That's not the name of this group, however. U2 released a cover of its own version of pop music a few years after this was a hit. Actually, it was in the 90s, I think. So after this song, this fellow Robin Scott focused his musical career on producing other songs for other musicians, other artists, primarily from Australia and Africa. Today he works at producing his son, who is a beatboxer. And I must confess to not knowing what a beatboxer is. We know what a beatboxer is.
Yeah, beatboxer is somebody that...
Disc jockey?
You know, that kind of thing, and they tap on their chest, and
really?
It's kind of like a acapella percussion rap.
Sounds a little
hip hop thing.
limited in its scope.
You could say Bobby McFerrin was beatbox.
Really?
Nowadays. Yeah.
Huh. What about, what's his face, Pharrell Williams?
No, no. Beatbox is more, you're using your own voice.
One of these silly things came up. This is the end of the disco era. This is not a disco song, however. Just one of those silly songs that gets people to say, you'll be humming this to yourself all day long today. You'll be cursing me later in the day because this is going to stick in your head, this song, pop music. All right, so let's figure out if we can figure out.
You'll be walking around going, talk about.
All right, Joe's in Tucson. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
How do you do, sir?
Living the dream as always.
There you go, living man. The dream. Have we ever spoken nice. Before?
No, we have not.
What is your dream?
Well, my dream is to answer the question correctly.
Oh, come on. Beside that.
Dream big, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, what kind of radio are you involved in?
Well, I worked in radio for a long time.
Really? I'm surprised to hear that. Never would have gotten that from your voice. Where did you work in radio?
Ohio, Arizona, Indiana.
Really? Why do you not work in radio any longer?
Because I decided that I wanted to work at a bank. So there I am.
Good
where
call.
Where the money is.
I was totally expecting right. you to say you got rich and you retired.
Mm-hmm.
Since I retired.
Yeah.
You're going to work on that. All right, so what's the name of the group that does pop music?
M.
M. Were you a disc jockey when this was popular?
Yes, I was.
That's how he remembers it, folks. See? There's a method to his madness. So you're living the dream. You like living in Arizona. Not a bad place to be. And you're having a good life. You're doing what you want to do. God love you. That's something we all should work toward. Yep, yep. Keep that voice. Keep gargling with whatever it is that you're using, because your voice still sounds good.
Razor blades.
Hold on there, Joe. Thanks a lot. Joe wins. It was M who did pop music.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Listen, if your dog is chewing up your shoes, digging up your yard, ruining your favorite furniture, going into the garbage pail, whining or barking all the time, it's probably not the dog's fault. It's probably yours. You know, dogs are incredibly energetic animals, and if they don't find an appropriate outlet for this energy, they'll resort to ways that might not go down well with you. So it's important to take their needs into consideration. You know, 3 walks a day is not enough. They need to exercise. I know what you're saying, but I got a big backyard, there's plenty of room for the dog to run around in. But chances are, if you're not out there with the dog, look under the tree. That's probably where he's lying down. It's real important to interact with your pet. Go out to the backyard. Play ball. For example, my backyard has lots of different items for my dogs. They have their own little sandbox. They have a tetherball hanging. Places for them to hide. Places for them to go. If you make life more interesting for your dog, I promise you, when you go to put your shoes on, you'll have both left and right. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On the radio, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This will be a half hour which we focus on some of the things going on in the world of television. That's normally Jennifer's job, but she is going to be missing again this week, working on another project. So it's left to Richie and Kenny and me. Ken Kessler, monitoring social media. Please contact us if you would like. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, with your thoughts on the issues of the day, things that we have to say back and forth. I was talking earlier about those people who get all worked up about the Supreme Court looking at same-sex marriage, and I heard Richie taking a couple of calls from people who said the reason I say to you, if you have an opinion to express, help yourself to 888-302-DOUG, among other things, because it's an abomination in the eyes of the Lord, and that's what it says in the Bible. And Kenny... I'm putting Kenny on the spot.
Oh, I don't mind.
Go ahead. So your reaction to that was?
Well, in the same part of the Bible, it says that getting tattoos and eating shellfish is also an abomination.
Right.
And I said, I was at Red Lobster last night. I didn't see anybody protesting.
Doug Steffen. That's right. Exactly. An ultra marathoner trying to run from Florida to Bermuda. All right, visualize this, folks. Let's put the tinfoil on and see if we can straighten it out a little bit. This guy's running in a human-powered inflatable bubble. Well, he was running.
Was.
In a human-powered
now he's swimming.
Inflatable bubble. Oh, he was picked up by the
bobbing.
Coast Guard. His name is Reza Baluchi.
No, his name is Bob.
Bob Baluchi. According to his website, set a goal of running across the world. He wanted to run to every nation to encourage world peace. That's cool. Coast Guard first encountered Mr. Bellucci on Wednesday after receiving a report about a man in a bubble off the coast of Miami. There's a picture of this, by the way, at DougStephan.com with the story behind the story. The Coast Guard sent somebody out to check it out and found that this fellow was out. They sent a cutter, found Mr. Bellucci. Officials described the craft as a hydropod bubble. And a man in a YouTube video called it a Bellucci bubble. Bellucci, excuse me. Did I say Bellucci before? Bellucci. It, to me, looks like somebody inside of a hamster wheel. You know how the hamster is to put the hamster inside the wheel and goes around, 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 around. It's actually pretty clever. I thought it was clever. This guy created this ball. He's got it filled with protein bars and bottled water and a GPS so he won't get lost. And when he went out there, the Coast Guard said, hey, you know, this is going to be kind of dangerous. Ah, no, it's going to be easy. But can you imagine running 24 hours a day in the middle of the ocean in a bubble? How do you even imagine somebody doing that?
How did he get air?
I think that's a question I would be asking, but I don't know the answer to that. Kenny, do you know the answer to that? How is he getting his air?
No idea. Just he was going to go to 190 countries, and he made it only about 70 miles.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Anyway.
All I can think of is a Seinfeld episode, Bubble Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bubble Boy.
Forever known as Bubble Boy.
Yeah. I want to, this is a note that will not have meaning in terms of the directness of the story, but it'll have meaning in the ramifications of it. A fellow that I knew who was a pretty good program director, I have never really worked for him, but I knew him, and his name was legendary. Not because people really knew his name, but because he was pig vomit in the Howard Stern story of how I got to be where I am. He was the program director that Howard had. WNBC. He was a very good guy. And he was at his desk on Friday, and he fell over and died at the age of 60 of a heart attack. Now, people die every day of heart attacks and strokes and cancer and things. And this is not about this guy so much as that it's about what we need to remember about our lives. My daughter is pregnant with her first child, a young boy who I lovingly already refer to as Fred. Don't know. She hasn't told me what she and her husband have decided to name the baby. But because we're talking about this animate object inside her being that's punching and walking and doing whatever babies do as they start to grow, I'm thinking about how life as it begins is such a reminder of how we are, where we go, and how we end up. There is life, there is, I guess, what is the old thing from Ben Crazy? Remember Ben Casey? Life, death, infinity, and all of however that show used to begin. And I think that when I was thinking about this guy, how much of a reminder death is about how we live our lives. And some people get so serious. And I'm going, the reason I'm going down the street is because I was thinking about this as Richie, I was listening to Rich talk to this guy about how important it was for him to have Richie and me, and ultimately you, if he were to get on the air, talk about same-sex marriage. And I was thinking about what a game any or all of these issues are, or what you do for a living, isn't life and death. And yet some people take it so personally when things happen at work or in your normal life. You get into a fuss with your sister or your brother or something, and then you think about, what is it that really, or at least I think about this, you may not think about it, but I think about it, what is it that matters most in your life? And I said this last night to Meredith as we were sort of dozing off about the five things in my life that I reflect upon as being the most important. And yet, and there are threads of most of these things through my life with the exception of her. But other than Meredith and my children, and the dog, and the farm, and the radio program, that's pretty much what envelops my life. and they are good things that have brought meaning to my life. What do you think is the meaning of your life? Who or what is there in your life that gives it meaning? Most of the things that you get upset about have nothing to do with the things that really give your life meaning. When you think about it, how does anybody's life get defined by same-sex marriage unless you are marrying somebody of the same sex? And I only use that as an example. And Kenny made light of it, and I thought it was perfect, frankly.
Yes, that is Ken at DougSteffen.com, by the way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, isn't it? Think about it. What matters most to you in your life? I can tell you, Kenny would tell me in a second it was Lisa.
Yep.
And he might have the radio program, what he does with a lot of his time in there, as one of the four or five things, because he likes the radio business, and it's been a part of his life, all his life, all of his adult life. Richie, when you think about it, there's not any heavy lifting involved in what most people would say are the values that they carry forward day to day. But yet, how many people would tell you that, and they still get themselves worked up about something like same-sex marriage?
Organizing my garage is pretty high on the list right now. It's been a project I've been working on for the last few months. Yeah. I will finish it.
Man, I'll tell you something. This place has never been so organized.
Megan, maybe we should have Meredith come down and stay with me for a month.
Meredith is the premier organizer. She would whip you into shape, Richie, and whip everything into shape, and you wouldn't know what hit you. So, anyway, but what's important is what I've asked you to think about. And as I reflect on some of the things that people have gotten worked up about, Michael Phelps in the people department, he's entering himself into an inpatient program for 6 weeks after his DUI arrest last week, seeking help to better understand himself. What do you suppose will come out of that? He's been arrested twice in 10 years for a DUI. Does this mean he's going down the wrong street?
He's just a 20-something-year-old kid with too much money to go out and have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and
right. A lot of money.
You get into a dangerous place there.
Yep. Melissa Rivers is going to sue the clinic where her mother died.
Yes, she should. You think she's got a case?
Yorkville Endoscopy. I'm going to bet that
she shuts the place down.
I think you're probably right about that.
They lights out for them.
Yeah. See you all later. Anyway.
They killed Joan Rivers.
Yeah, they kind of did, actually.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
There's a song, Somebody Killed Pop Music, wasn't there?
There's going to be another one, the Endoscopy Clinic that killed Joan Rivers. Yeah.
And the doctor's name is Gwen Carabin, the ear, nose, and throat specialist who accompanied Rivers to the clinic. Not authorized to practice there, but she performed an unplanned biopsy after noticing something on Joan's vocal cords during the procedure. She had consented to the endoscopy, but not the biopsy, and that's where they'll hang Yorkville Endoscopy out to dry. Good night. Turn the lights off. See you later, alligator. Television report up next here on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says, Heel on Wheels. Wait. Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business card?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
There was nothing really funny about that, right?
No, there isn't. Welcome back.
Oh, hi!
48 past the hour.
48 past the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So yeah. Did you think?
We were just listening to some of the Saturday Night Live audio, and it's not funny.
No. Okay.
So this just in on the TV report. Saturday Night Live, not funny.
Okay, good. So, the end of an era in a manner of speaking.
Came home.
Saturday morning American broadcast TV was once a big place for local television programs, and then when they were chased off because of Peggy Sharon's group that got rid of advertising for the local hosts, it became cartoon heaven. And now there's an end of an era there. For the past 50 years, Saturday morning has been the mainstay of cartoons. Last Saturday, for the first time in 50 years, you wouldn't find any animation at all.
On network television.
Yeah, some of the, like the CW has Saturday morning stuff. But for the most part, the big networks have gone away from all of this stuff.
I have 2 kids. I couldn't have told you what shows they were animating on Saturday mornings on any of the network TVs.
Really?
My kids do not go to network TV. It's not appointment television for them.
Uh-huh. What is?
Cartoon Network, Disney Channel.
All right, so all these specialized networks that deal with this
stuff.
They
just took it away.
Yeah. So what do they have Saturday morning on these networks now? What do they have?
Paid programming. News?
What is it?
Paid programming.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's the vitamin of Vegematic.
Programming.
And what?
Educational programming.
And educational programming.
Really? Oh, that's good. So we have a poll today at DougSteffen.com. What's your favorite classic cartoon character or show from the era of cartoons?
Bugs Bunny.
A is Bugs Bunny. B is the Flintstones. C, the Jetsons. D, Popeye. E, Woody Woodpecker. F, Scooby-Doo.
Here's Scooby-Doo.
Have you got another? Or H, I don't like cartoons. I don't know that I've never been, you know me and things like that. I don't get excited about.
You don't have any favorite cartoon character?
I did like Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
I did like Porky Pig.
Porky Pig was great.
I like Porky Pig.
Bugs was brilliant. That's not the like about Bugs. He's brilliant.
Yeah. But Bugs Bunny is brilliant.
He can get one over on anybody.
Right. How about that? Brilliant. Okay. TNT. Remember the big hoopla 3 or 4 years ago when Dallas came back on?
Yeah.
It will not be back. It's been on for 3 seasons. TNT has canceled the show. After, I think, the finale, it was a summer sort of a show, spring, summer, early fall, but they according to TV Line, have decided that they are not going to bring it back again. Patrick Duffy, Linda Gray, Larry Hagman died on the show, kind of.
That couldn't have helped.
No, I wouldn't have thought it did. Right. But I remember watching it a couple of times on the plane and thinking that it really wasn't, for what it was, it wasn't a bad show.
No, I mean, it did well. It was a good show. It got critically acclaimed.
Yeah, right. Well, there was a bad guy and a good guy and, an attractive woman. What more do you want?
Yeah. That's all you need.
That's it.
Big ratings.
Big day. It's 51 after a good day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making it happen now, medically speaking, Dr. Ken Kessler, good day.
Half close.
From time to time, the KKs, we have Ken Kessler and Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The situation with Ebola, concerns and reality as this Dallas situation because of the nurse. I speculated, Ken, and I wonder what you think about this, that one of the reasons this has fallen apart is because these big corporate hospitals, they cut staff. There was nobody above her to ask, and so she was kind of on her own when she let this guy go home, right?
Actually, I think just the opposite.
Really?
The staff was too large, and the word didn't get down. Let me tell everybody what they need to know and filter through the noise. The symptoms of Ebola, they're flu-like symptoms, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, high fever. The incubation period is up to 21 days. Only symptomatic patients can spread this. You can only catch it if you come in contact with a patient's secretions. It's not yet airborne. Hospital emergency department staff, Doug, they need to ask patients whether they have recently traveled to three different countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea. These are the three countries hardest hit by the worst Ebola outbreak on record. Until someone becomes very, very ill, they are not very contagious, and control is possible with rapid, focused interventions, and Nigeria has shown that this is possible by isolating victims. Since August, they haven't had another case in Nigeria.
Well, I think that's that's something we oftentimes decry Nigeria as being a backwards country. In many ways they are, in some ways they aren't. Our own Ken Kessler, I was laughing, we were talking about him in comparison to you as we get started here, has found a list of the things that you would commonly run into, and it's rather amusing. We're going to post it at DougStephan.com, or maybe we already have, Kenny. The essence of it is that you would find it almost impossible to get this, really and truly.
Well, what I think happened at this hospital in Texas is the staff was actually large in the emergency room, and a nurse did actually ask the question, but it didn't filter down to the rest of the care team.
Well, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't somebody just say, okay, here's this guy?
I'm sure they're looking at themselves today and wondering about that also. And that's why I'm repeating this. Every single person in healthcare, any infectious person themselves, they need to ask, have they traveled recently? That is, has the patient traveled?
Yeah, anywhere. All right.
With any infectious disease.
Right, because this guy went through from Liberia to Brussels, Brussels to Washington, Washington to Dallas. So he was on two or three different planes.
And he told the nurse. The problem is that information didn't get to the doctor, and the doctor didn't ask himself.
Mm-hmm. All right, enterovirus. Somebody has died. First child has died from this D68. There are a number of states reporting the problem. So what happened?
42 states and the District of Columbia, Doug, now have a total of 500 confirmed cases of enterovirus. D68, the severe respiratory illness that has been infecting children since the summer. Four people infected with the virus have died in recent weeks. And the news is it's not yet clear if the virus is associated with the cases of muscle weakness and even paralysis that have struck 10 children in the Denver area. Other cases of muscle weakness or paralysis have been reported in Massachusetts, Michigan, and Missouri. You know, there's some speculation that this virus was brought in through Central America, through the kids. We don't yet know.
Are you talking about Hispanic kids coming here illegally?
Through Central America.
Politically,
right.
This is not what people want to hear, but
we just don't know.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of speculation is happening.
All right. Let's speculate a little bit more firmly on the use of this serum called Provia, which is a clinical-grade botanical extract that cleanses the pores in your hair so your follicles will grow. Ken says this is good stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary from Florida does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote, "Your product works miracles. I have seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your activities, Provia has a great sale. Fuller, stronger, healthier hair is one phone call away.
800-543-5817 for Provia. You get your hair back. It works or you get your money back. That's a good deal. 800-543-5817. Cleanse the pores. Get your hair growing back, your own hair. 800-543-5817.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.